You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This headline caught my eye. They say fish gills, chemicals in fish gills could actually be used to create surfaces that kill bacteria. Now, remember, being a doctor, I love talk on bacteria and microbes and how to prevent them and kill them and stuff. But my biology background, I really dig fish, right? So when you combine something like using fish gills and medicine, I'm excited. So absolutely, I'm going to open the show with this story because to me, this is one of the most exciting stories of the week. They say there are peptides found in fish gills traps that can kill pathogens before they reach the bloodstream. I mean, remember, if we want to know how to fix humans, sometimes we just need to look at animals. Some of these animals, they really know what to do. When God made them and nature made them, I mean, they made them right. Okay, so they say chemicals found in fish gills can be the key to engineering surfaces that kill bacteria responsible for hospital-acquired infections. They say living in an environment that have bacteria and fungi, fish obviously have some sort of capability in fighting these things off, including waterborne pathogens, because they're in the water. So researchers at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts are studying the biomechanics of one of these peptides in the hope of adapting it to create surfaces that could kill bacteria. The research team led by Terry Camisano, professor of chemical engineering, believe their findings could revolutionize materials in kitchens and hospitals. They say fish, what toothbrush? Why don't you put that on the toothbrush? We just walk around with the toothbrush in our mouth. Fish have a wonderful solution for blocking bacterial and fungal infections. In this study, we are working to better understand the biochemical mechanics of that process. Good for you. I guess as fish filter water through their gills, they extract the oxygen. Antimicrobial peptides, including Chrysofin 1, will trap and kill the pathogens before they could get into the fish's bloodstream. This is some cool stuff. Now, for the study, the team attached these little antimicrobial peptides to silicon and gold surfaces using a couple different approaches, and they wanted to measure how well these suckers could kill E. coli. And, you know, some of us have dealt with E. coli when we eat some bad food or, unfortunately, get oral fecal contact from something that we had touched and got into our mouth. In the first method, these little AMPs, antimicrobial peptides, were absorbed directly onto the gold and silicon. They made a single layer of molecules with the AMPs lined flat on the surface. You usually want your countertops flat, so you want these little suckers that are going on your countertops to be flat. In the second method, the tips of the amps were attached to the surfaces with glue-like substance, I don't know, super glue, so that the peptides rose vertically like blades of grass extending up to the ground. So basically, they tried these either sideways or standing up. And then what they did is they threw E. coli at it. And they said that the amps that laid flat killed 34% of the bacteria, but those that stood upright killed 82% of the bacteria. So if these little peptides are attached vertically to surfaces, they are better able to move, bend, take shape, and disrupt what E. coli is doing. I'd like to know where to get the gold. Can you line my kitchen surfaces with gold? So in essence, but you see, this is this would have to be a biological living type of surface. You know, I know stainless steel is a surface conducive to preventing pathogen buildup, but, you know, pathogens can still build up. This to me sounds like it would have to be something that is live and continual and, I don't know. But, it's still pretty cool stuff. I think it's cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that's cool we were talking about in the first hour is how the military are devising these little pollen pill vaccines for the troops. Okay, we don't want our troops, God bless them, out there sneezing all the time like allergy season does. And so what oral vaccines make it very easy for these guys to take them, pop them by themselves. You don't have to have trained personnel. You don't have to give injections, less side effects, etc. So they've come up with a way where they could vaccinate military. They're hoping to do this. Hopefully, you know, they have to fund the project and develop this better. But basically, they have a tough outer shell made of a polymer that can survive the stomach acid as you digest it. And it, this outer shell, if it could, if the outer antigen of pollen, without the stuff inside that causes you to be allergic, can be absorbed by the body, get into the bloodstream, and your body figures out how to attack it or how to block it with antibodies, then you have the perfect vaccine. The problem is most oral type of vaccines are very difficult in that by the time it gets to the stomach or the small intestine, most of it's destroyed. That's why most of our vaccines are injectable. Because you need to be able to pass, you know, you need to bypass the acid. But I would love a pollen vaccine. See, right now for allergies, you know, there's also winter allergies. The problem with the winter allergies is my patients come in wanting a Kenalog steroid shot. I don't want to give any of you steroid shots as we're entering flu season. Okay? Flu season is pretty nasty. And if I give you a steroid and your defenses are down, then you could get the flu, and you could get the flu pretty badly. So I don't like giving allergy shots. I'm okay with some allergy shots. I'm okay with doing the Kenalog steroid shot in the spring. I would rather people, if they have bad allergies, go through the desensitization process through their allergist. It's long, and it takes a while, but I like the desensitization process that they do where you get, unfortunately, multiple injections, multiple allergy shots. The problem is it's time consuming and you got to keep going in every week, but at least no one's giving you steroids. And you could go through that process any time of year. Whereas when we're talking about allergies, you know, when we're talking about getting a big whopping dose of steroid like Kenalog, we do not want to give that to you right before you could get sick. So I would say definitely kind of avoid that. All right, we got a lot more to talk about when we come back. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to XM Radio for broadcasting the show as well. Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Thank you so much. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook. Okay, so the U.S. birth rate looks like has been the lowest since 1920. CBS News is reporting that America's birth rate has fallen to the lowest number on record. This report actually came from Pew Research Center. They say the drop may be due in part to falling birth rates among foreign-born women who immigrate to the United States. I think it's recession. I think less people are having sex and having babies because they don't have jobs. I mean, they may be having sex, but they're planning to have babies. They say, looking at U.S. Census data along with CDC statistics that were collected from 1990 through 2010, the researchers found the U.S. birth rate declined 8% from 2007 to 2000 and now stands at 63.2 births per 1,000 women. That's the lowest number recorded since 1920 when reliable statistics were actually first kept. So this could be the lowest ever, I guess. The U.S. birth rate's peak was 1957 during the baby boom. reaching 122.7 births per 1,000 women, almost double today's rate. The birth rate has held steady at around 65 to 70 since the 1970s, but has been falling since 2007. Oh, they also think due to the recession. Since 2007, the birth rate for U.S.-born women fell by 6%, and the rate for foreign-born women dropped 14%. For Mexican immigrants, the birth rate fell 23%. They say Latinos have been hit particularly hard by the recession, and the downturn in births is especially sharp for immigrants. Despite the declines, they say the birth rate for foreign-born mothers, 87.8 births. So that's 50% higher than the rate for women born in the United States. The researchers say that's because immigrants are more likely than others to be in their childbearing years. Okay. 4 million people were born last year, 3.95 million births this year. Some of you may be like, are those numbers really large enough? Well, okay, think about it. The baby boomer age, twice the number of births that are now. Now, we know the baby boomer age was the biggest. That's why they called it the baby boomers. But the drops could be extremely concerning because, remember, kids born now are going to be taking care of us. For those of us in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all right, I mean, there's a lot more of us than babies coming into the system. I mean, I did my part. I gave birth to two kids. Thank God for that. And, you know, I wish I did more. My mom had four kids. My sister, four kids. My brother, four kids. So I'm kind of behind the times, only having two. We don't know what the average number is. It's going down. But we are seeing more and more families with just one kid. We know a lot of families that don't have kids. It's interesting. I'll have women I see all the time in my office. They'll be in their 40s, never had a kid. And it's starting to be more accepted. You know, you could be a woman that has a career and doesn't have a kid and be fine. But less babies are being born, which means less taxes, less money to support the entitlements and everything that Obama wants to spend. What are they saying? $1.6 trillion in taxes is what the Democrats are suggesting. Is that just, I'm not even watching the whole fiscal cliff news anymore because I'm just at my wit's end. I think Newt Gingrich was on the news the other day saying, you know, that our biggest concern isn't falling off the fiscal cliff. The biggest concern is, I think, the ongoing spending. And he was going off, and I mean, I'm not really sure what jumping off the fiscal cliff is. I know somebody was trying to compare it to Y2K, and we all saw what happened with Y2K, right? We're like, you know, looking around each other like, ah, the power's still on. Everything's fine. What's going on here? But we have a big problem. You know, I mean, I don't have any faith in Social Security or Medicare being around for me. And as you're going to see in this next story with life expectancy, we're living longer and longer and longer. And I predict within the next few years, life expectancy for America is going to easily be in the 80s. You know, mid to high 80s for women, low 80s for men. And that means if God willing, you know, we're going to live another 40 years. These kids being born now, less and less of them, these are the ones that are going to have to be putting money into the system for us. I would love to change the system such that we have our control of our own destiny, but I don't know if that's going to work. So one article we discussed earlier today, and this is a Dr. Dolly show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, is apparently there's a map that has been done by a research group, CIA World Factbook, showing which countries have the highest life expectancy and which countries have the lowest. Well, Monaco, life expectancy is at 89.68. Can you believe that? The average person who lives in Monaco lives close to 90 years. Now, the lowest was Chad, 48.69. The average person who lives in Chad will only live 48.69 years. America came in 51 with 78.49 years. So I'm looking at this map. I'm going to put on my Facebook or Twitter later for you guys to see over the weekend. And you see that obviously the African nations are doing the worst. Canada, Europe, Australia, Japan, New Zealand appear to do the best. but they actually listed these cities. I won't go through all of them. The cities with the highest life expectancy and the cities with the lowest, okay? So, like, for example, in the fall, oh, boy, there's so many countries. We're now 80. There's at least 32 countries where life expectancy is 80 and above. These include, of course, top of the list, Monaco. Japan, life expectancy, 83.9 years. Hong Kong, 82.2 years. Italy, 81.8 years is the average. Close to 82 years for Italy. It's the sauce. I tell you, tomatoes are healthy. Olive oil. France, 81.46. Sweden, Israel, 81. Iceland, 81 life expectancy. New Zealand, 80.7. Norway, 80.3. Germany, 80.1. Jordan, 80.1. UK, 80.1. All right. And then we start to get into the 79s. And that would be like Austria, Belgium, South Korea, live till 79, Puerto Rico. America is 78.49, surrounded by Portugal, Guam, Taiwan, and Bahrain. Then you start going to the 77s and the 76s, etc. But then kind of scary, we start to go into the 60s. So people living till their late 60s, life expectancy, North Korea, Ukraine, Belize, Bolivia, India, Nepal, Russia, Pakistan, Burma. Then you start to go into the 50s. These are countries where people don't usually live past their late 50s. Guinea, Rwanda, Liberia, Ethiopia, Botswana, Angola, Uganda, Zambia, and let's now go to the 40s. Afghanistan, life expectancy, 49.72 years. Look how young that is. Swaziland, South Africa, and Chad, at a stunted 49.68. That's the life expectancy of people living there. Pretty scary stuff. I got to make sure I save that and I post that for you guys on Facebook. And it could be you know, obviously medicines, sewage issues, food, starvation, murders, crime, etc. There's a variety of reasons. Now, I know a liberal is going to point out that Europe is doing better than America in terms of life expectancy, and is probably going to highlight the fact that Europe has socialized medicine. I would not give them that credit, okay? I don't. I still think the American diet is so much more poor than European, so I would blame the diet. I would not blame medical institution. I do not want this as an argument to go socialize, for the love of the Lord. Don't you hate that? You know, everybody tries to make things political, and I know it's coming. Well, in Europe, you live way into your 80s. What's wrong with America? Okay, Obamacare is not going to allow us to live longer. Now, for people that don't have insurance and who aren't getting taken care of, yes, that's pretty concerning. Speaking of people getting taken care of, it looks like George Bush should, from what I understand, be released from the hospital this weekend. He's 88 years old, being treated at Methodist Hospital in Houston. He has been up and out of the hospital, up and about with viral bronchitis. He is in stable condition. This was never a serious or life-threatening situation, and they think he is going to be able to be out soon. They did treat him with IV steroids and antibiotics. He did develop a secondary bacterial infection, which has improved. He's in great spirits. We'll hopefully leave the hospital soon. That's George Rossigno. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash is getting pounded. Now I guess a fourth accuser has come forward saying that they had an underage relationship. From what I understand, Sesame Street puppeteer Kevin Clash, who does the voice of Elmo, 52 years old, is facing the threat of a fourth legal suit from a young man alleging sexual abuse. He will be represented by Jeff Herman, the attorney for Clash's second and third accusers. Mr. Herman is still verifying the fourth man's stories. It is very similar, and so far nothing has fallen by the wayside in vetting it. Judge said, I'm looking at Kevin Clash, 19 years old, really good-looking guy. But for some reason, he's gotten himself into some trouble. They say whatever the outcome of these cases are, from what we understand, he is not returning back to Sesame Street. He has left. I think Elmo wasn't even in the Thanksgiving Macy's parade, was it, right? Apparently this all started, I guess, 33 years ago. He had been asked to join Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade 33 years ago. He was 17 years old. He was 6 feet tall, I guess. And then I guess there was, oh, no, it's starting to go into his love story. I don't want to go into that. All right, somebody fell in love with him, and then they all went, all right, fine. All right, so anyway, Ford the Accuser comes out on Kevin Clash. No more news that I have on Lindsay Lohan, probably because most of us don't care. Next, audit has found billions of dollars in unverified Medicare spending. Now, what's all that about? You guys will see that headline and go, what are they talking about? Apparently, Medicare has supposedly paid doctors and hospitals billions of dollars to switch from paper to electronic health records without actually verifying that the new systems the doctors and hospitals implemented actually meet quality standards. Now, I haven't seen any of this money, and we have not moved over to electronic records, and I've explained why, because the problem with electronic records is it costs over $100,000, depending on how many providers you have in your practice, and if everybody's on a different electronic medical record system, that's not what the government wants later. They want us all on the same one so we can all communicate with each other, and the last thing I'm going to do is drop $100,000 on a system that I'm going to have to change in a couple years, depending on what gets passed. Now, the funds, apparently of total $4 billion, have been distributed under an incentive program. So basically, they aren't giving you the cash to get the electronic system. They're either paying you more, a little bit more per patient, and hopefully that'll accrue to $100,000, but I don't think so. Or doctors can actually apply for a grant for, I believe, a $44,000 grant. Hospitals can receive a grant up to $2 million. Okay, again, this is a program adopted by Congress as part of the 2009 economic stimulus package. It's expected to distribute a total of $6.6 billion before it expires in 2016. Doctors can get grants up to $40,000. Again, that doesn't touch it. Usually, these cost minimally $25,000 a provider. So, if you have 2, 3, 4, 5 providers or physician assistants or nurse practitioners, you're in trouble. They say to qualify, providers must have meaningful use of the technology, improve healthcare in accordance with a detailed set of criteria. Ah, so they're buying the way doctors practice. They have to use it to update immunization registries, to issue prescriptions electronically. I get that. The Inspector General found that Medicare officials are not requiring providers to provide that they're engaging in such meaningful use. Officials at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services countered that performing such reviews before compensating providers would unduly delay the payments. This is the first time I've ever heard the government actually want to pay and not stall. Doesn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, here's the thing. We have to all go electronic. Looks like there are some quote-unquote national registries. Again, we aren't too sure what's going on from a privacy standpoint with that. But it would help for providers to know which kids got vaccinated or not. But what if a child hasn't gotten vaccinated? What if parents have religious concerns? What if parents have safety concerns? These children being red flagged in a registry, what could that do? I have a lot of problems with the situation. There's going to be no easy fix. We spend too much on duplicate tests. I have no problem running a doctor wanting to run a test. If the doctor thinks a test needs to be run, run it. Okay? If he thinks the patient needs a CAT scan, go for it. If he thinks the patient needs an MRI, wonderful. I love it. Sounds good. Go for it. Super. But what's frustrating is somebody goes to another doctor in town. Had received some amount of blood work. He doesn't know what it is. The lab won't release it because of HIPAA. The doctor's unavailable, and the office will send the records in maybe a week. Meanwhile, you need to make a decision then and there. So the doctor goes, well, to heck with this. I'm just going to run the labs I need. This is my practice. This is my liability. I'm not going to wait for blood tests to get that might not have even run what I wanted. So you have a lot of duplicity and redundance. And if there was some network where we are able to see the labs, we are able to communicate with each other, then I know something was done. Even in people's own offices. You know, patient will have had, you know, a little kidney weakness years ago. Kidney test gets run like a 24-hour urine. Years go by, everything's fine. All of a sudden, he starts to turn diabetic, and the doctor wants to run another 24-hour urine. Was it done? Are the records already archived because they're over 5 years? I mean, it's going to be easier if we're electronic. My problem is I don't understand why it has to be so expensive. And that $25,000 is a setup cost per provider in the group. You also have monthly fees. You have technician, tech support. It's not cheap. And so Medicare offering a grant up to max at $44,000 per doctor office, that's not going to cut it. And so I know many people that don't have electronic. And I think, too, we wanted to send a patient to one of the doctors in town, and he can't take any patients till the first of the year because they are, moving over to an electronic software. Really, he can't see patients for a month? Add that into the price tag. You know, when you see, the problem is when you have to convert, it's a big deal, almost as big a deal as starting it up, which is why a lot of us doctors are, we're not going to buy some sort of cockamamie company just to know we're going to have to, a year or two later, go through the conversion and really take off a month's worth of patients. That is financially deadly. I like the whole paper and computer. I think computers are just too much in our lives lately. Nah, but that's the way it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I guess there's bacon scented shaving cream that's hit the market. Did you guys know that? I guess men can carry the smell of fried pork with them now wherever they go. Maker J&D Foods claim it'll make users smell and feel like a champion. There's a lotion, I guess, at Earl Cuts in Seattle, and a customer tested it, and he felt like he was in a skillet. The new product was just launched yesterday, described as high-end and luxurious, and the U.S. brand adds that men should use it after a hot shower or before an important date. I don't like bacon. I do not want you smelling a bacon. Apparently, Justin Esch and Dave Lefkow, the men behind J&D Food, have only created 2,500 jars of their $14.95 bacon shaving cream. He said, there is something that every bacon-loving male needs. You're going to smell good, you're going to feel good, and you're probably going to taste good. Oh, no. You're going to taste like bacon? Oh, that's horrible. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day and bacon is the best part. Why not smell like it? Self-titled bacon-trepreneurs, bacon-trepreneurs. Doesn't make any sense to me. Our base in Seattle have previously other pork-inspired goods like bacon lip balm, bacon popcorn, and bacon-aise. I'm about to bacon vomit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network and Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Thank you guys for the feedback on the Android app. We are getting that fixed. Apparently, Android has had a little issue with the Dr. Dahlia app. No, it had anything to do with the content. I really appreciate your emails coming in. Thank you. We're going to have our tech person, Ty, look into that. So thank you so much. And thank you all for all your emails and your questions and your calls. Hopefully I'm answering every question. If for some reason I miss you, give me a shout back. That's fine. I will not think you're rude as long as you don't, as long as you don't get mean in the email. You can email us at drdahlia.com. That's our website. That's where we have all the information that you need, especially for the cruise. Remember, we are going to Alaska. The Dr. Dahlia cruise is going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys check that out. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook. I think on my website it links you to those as well. Now, the one thing I did put on my Facebook and Twitter for you guys to see is the picture of the DNA double helix. Apparently, researchers for the first time, now this is really exciting in the scientific world. This is like really, really exciting. A lot of you are like, oh, DNA is boring. But there's a picture. I am looking at a picture of DNA. And apparently they have been able to capture a direct image of DNA. Now remember, DNA is the structure that encodes everything in living organisms. Enzo Di Fabrizio and his colleagues from the University of Genoa, Italy, developed a technique to capture the double helix of DNA using a scanning electron microscope. The deoxyribonucleic acid DNA encodes genetic instructions used in the development and functioning of us, living organisms, plants, viruses, etc. And as suspected, it is helical. They say along with RNA and proteins, DNA is one of the three major macromolecules that are essential to all forms of life. Previously, the DNA helix could only be detected using a technique known as X-ray crystallography, which involves scattering X-rays off atoms in crystallized arrays of DNA. With this, it's a little fuzzy, but you could actually see the helical double helix pattern. It is cool. So for any of you that want to look and see what DNA looks like, again, it's kind of fuzzy. I mean, if somebody just showed it to me, I would be like, oh, it looks like a coil or something. But now that I know that's DNA, that's pretty cool. Professor Di Fabrizio and his team from Genoa's Nanostructures Department have used a scanning electronic microscope to create the first direct image. They developed a process to capture DNA threads out of a dilute solution, dry them, and stretch them out across water-repellent nanoscopic silicon pillars. I did that in college. We actually made DNA. We actually, and it was stringy. Again, you couldn't see it because there were millions upon millions or billions of strands, but we were making strands. It was so cool. So cool. Now, who had described the original double helix? That was Watson and Crick back 60 years ago. So for 60 years, they were able to deduce that that it would be a helical shape and really cool and sexy looking, but until now, nobody could actually see it. So pretty cool stuff. I'm all excited about that. Am I the only one excited by this? Come on, people. This is exciting stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another exciting topic is for those of us that suffer from hiccups. Apparently, a developer has come up with something called a hiccup stick. It kind of works the same as, drinking water upside down or drinking with a pen in your mouth, but you don't get a mess. It seems to work every single time. And all you need is a half a glass of water while the stick is in your mouth. And it supposedly stops hiccups. Now, we've talked about hiccup cures, and I would love any of you guys that have hiccup cures, call them in or email me to them. I love talking about hiccup cures. According to Daily Mail, they brought up some of the most common ones: having someone scare you, eating a spoonful of peanut butter, holding your breath could stop your hiccups, breathing into a paper bag because of the carbon dioxide, standing on your head and drinking water. I've never been able to do. I feel very uncomfortable when I'm on my head, but some people do that. Swallow repeatedly. Now, I tell you what I do, and stop the giggles. What I do is, to stop my hiccups, I'll drink water very, very slowly, and I won't stop drinking water even as I breathe. And for some reason, if I breathe and drink water at the same time, and I do it for 5 minutes, the hiccups stop. You could stick your fingers in your ears, according to the site, to stop your hiccups. You could stick out your tongue. Stick out your tongue. I guess that helps. Sniff smelling salts could stop your hiccups and making yourself vomit. Now, I do not want any of you to make yourself vomit. I don't like that idea at all, but sometimes it happens. Now, remember that story I told you about that gentleman that had chronic hiccups and it ended up being an inferior MI? It actually was a heart attack and the bottom of the heart was irritating the diaphragm. Any of you with chronic hiccups, you got to get your heart checked. hands down. All right, apparently there is a money-back guarantee for this hiccup stick. People are all excited. No, don't stick the stick down your throat. Another cool, exciting thing, scientists have found a way to invent mold-proof bread. They think they could stop mold from developing for 60 days. They kind of use this microwave nuking type of machine, and the bread doesn't get thrown away like most loaves of bread do after a week. From what we understand, a third of us throw away our bread, or a third of bread gets thrown away. And imagine what that could do to world hunger with bread being mold-free. So that's kind of cool that they're doing that. Another thing that's cool is they've developed a baby sock that actually has your pulse oximetry and your heart rate monitor that the kids could wear at home. And it sends messages to your iPhone. So if the baby is sleeping in a bed at home and you're worried about crib death or sudden infant death or SIDS, this monitor is a very similar monitor to what they use in the hospitals. But the baby could sleep very comfortably with it on its foot at home. And then your iPhone or your, I believe, your smartphone will then get an alarm if for some reason the oxygen starts to drop, heart rate starts to change rapidly, etc. This is brilliant. Team from Brigham University, Utah created this. I see, when I had kids, I would have loved to be, I mean, I had pulse oxes in my office, but nothing I could strap to my kids. So instead, I just had the kids sleep in our room, and I just pretty much stayed awake watching them breathe. But can you imagine moms being able to sleep, kids being able to sleep, and the little kid has a little pulse ox on his foot? No side effects. It's just reading out the oxygen. There's really no radiation. So that's kind of a cool idea. Another thing we talked about earlier in the show is how they think they could date a lobster based on rings, just like a tree. Apparently, crustaceans actually can form rings on certain parts of their body, and that can help date them. The reason why this is such a big deal, even though we were making fun of it in the first hour, was because, you know, scientists, we need to decide, especially for the lobster industry and, you know, for the food industry, you know, what they have, what can be eaten, and what can be cultivated, etc. So knowing ages of lobsters, which is kind of escaped most of our ability in terms of being able to age species, will definitely help them and help decide what they could do, where the growth are, where the growth is. Not to mention, you know, if a lobster can live till 100, why can't the rest of us? Pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And not that there's going to be Medicare or Social Security or any money in the bank for us to live that long, but still cool stuff. They believe lobsters live till 100, but they have to age them using those rings. Another real cool study that came out is the cholesterol medicine Zocor, simvastatin, Zocor. What some researchers did is they applied the cholesterol medicine Zocor to the skin of a mouse who had a full thickness wound, a diabetic mouse. And these Japanese researchers found that if they applied Zocor plus some KY petroleum jelly to the wound, it healed faster. It healed a lot faster. All right. I don't know about using topical cholesterol medication for wounds, but dang, that would be cool. I need to try it. I got to find some Zocor around. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the week. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off,
you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.